I carefully did not lose my temper and barbecue her stupid face right then and there. Angels weep when someone so perceptive, warm-hearted, and loving turns cynical, Priscilla. Harry, Elaine sighed beside me. I glanced at her. She met my eyes for a moment, and though her lips didn't move, I heard her voice quite distinctly. God knows she makes a fine target of herself, but shooting off your mouth isn't helping. I blinked at her a couple of times and then smiled a little. The communion spell between us was an old one, but once upon a time we'd used it every day. School had been boring as hell, and it beat passing notes. It had also been handy when we'd been staying up past curfew and didn't want De Morne to know we were awake. I put a gentle effort of will behind words and sent them to Elaine. God, I'd forgotten all about this. I haven't done it since I was 16. Elaine showed me her smile, the swift, rare one, the one where her mouth widened and white teeth gleamed and her eyes took on golden highlights. Neither have I. Her expression sobered as she glanced at Priscilla, then back to me. Be gentle, Harry. They're hurting. I frowned at her. What? She shook her head. Look around you. I did, going more slowly this time. My focus on confronting Beckett had prevented me from noticing what else was going on. The room was thick with tension and something heavy and bitter. Grief? Then I saw what wasn't there. Where's the little brunette? Her name, Priscilla almost snarled, was Olivia. I arched a brow and glanced at Elaine. Was? When we called her last night, she was all right, she told me. When we arrived to pick her up, there was no answer at her door, and no one in her apartment. Then how do you know? Elaine folded her arms, her expression neutral. There are several security cameras around the building and outside. One of them showed her leaving with a very pale, dark-haired man, I grunted. How'd you get to the security footage? Elaine gave me a smile that bared a gratuitous number of teeth. I said, pretty please. I nodded, getting it. You can get more with a kind word and well-applied kinetomancy than with just a kind word. The security guard was a smug little twit, she said. Bruises fade. She produced a couple of sheets of printer paper bearing grainy black and white images. Indeed, I recognized Olivia and her dancer's leotard, even from behind, which was a good angle for her. There was a man walking next to her. He looked to be maybe a tiny bit shy of 6 feet, had dark, glossy, shoulder-length black hair, and was dressed in jeans and a black tee. I could see his profile in one of the pictures. His head turned toward Olivia. It was my brother. It was Thomas.